currently diabetes has been one of the major threat to the society, because the continuous rate of morbidity and mortality is increasing due to lack of suitable treatment modalities throughout the world. The only management options are whole pancreas transplantation or islet cell transplantation. However, these strategies are limited due to unavailability of quality pancreas or islet donors. They also need lifelong immunosuppressive drugs and suffers with several complications. Although cell therapy has emerged one of the promising alternative option to achieve the clinical benefits for managing and control diabetes mellitus, the source of cells remains a crucial challenge. So in this review, we have presented several extrapancreatic cell sources which can be used as alternative options to produce beta-like cells which can secrete insulin. These extrapancreatic sources of cells may play significant role in beta cells turnover and insulin secretion in response to environmental stimuli. Among different types of cells and sources, stem cells from liver has been proposed as one of the alternative choice, which responds well to the glucose stimuli under strong transcriptional control. However, we need to activate this type of transcription factors, which are commonly expressed in both pancreas as well as liver. So, because the liver is one of the largest organ in our body, it can provide an imminent source for stem cells, which can be converted or transdifferentiated into insulin producing cells. So this review specifically focus on this type of sources from where therapeutic number of cells can be used and can be used to generate large number of insulin producing cells. Along with different cell sources including bone marrow, umbilical cord blood, induced pluripotent stem cells, fibroblast cells, we have also included different emerging technologies including the nanotechnology, 3D tissue bioengineering, which we call it as new organ bioengineering, which normally includes decellularization repopulation technology, and we share our experiences how we have been involved along with other group worldwide to generate insulin producing new organs or organoids using nanotechnology and new organ bioengineering. We have also presented the advantages of these technologies and critics behind these technologies, which remains to be answered in order to make this particular technology a reality in clinical setting. Thank you.